A new social enterprise in Frederick, Maryland is working to provide at-risk young people with a sweet future. Cakes for Cause is a nonprofit organization serving 16 to 21-year-olds who live in public housing or who spent much of their youth in foster care. It offers six-month paid apprenticeships in its new eatery, Moxie Bakery and Cafe. But the goal isn't just to teach teenagers how to bake a mean cupcake. It's to help them develop a lifelong recipe for success. You'll find an assortment of tempting treats at Moxie Bakery and Cafe, from rosemary shortbread to cognac bread pudding to the confection Christina Quinn is whipping up this morning.
Chocolate toffee cookies. It's yummy. It's yummy.
Of course, right now it's also completely raw. So Christina uses an ice cream scoop to plop three globs of dough onto a cookie sheet. The clock has barely struck 10, but already the 18-year-old apprentice has been in her apron and on her feet more than 4 hours.
Usually when I come in, I will set up the front of the cafe, and that involves just putting all the chairs down, getting the silverware out and the dishes and everything ready, and I'll make a couple of batches of coffee for the people who come in at 7. After that, I might make a batch of some sort of recipe that could be cookies, and then after that, I might do a shift of dishes.
She and her 5 brothers and sisters were adopted out of foster care when Christina was 10. She found this apprenticeship through the counselor who works with her family to help the children access community resources.
And my mom said, okay, well, let's meet with her and see if she has any ideas for my future, because I didn't want to end up, you know, turning 18 and not knowing what I was doing.
And that's precisely why Moxie and its parent organization, Cakes for Cause, were founded in the first place.
What we're saying is we're not going to lose another generation of these children to underemployment, unemployment, lack of education, poverty.
Ellen Ross created the program, and as a professional pastry chef, Ross hopes her apprentices will learn to appreciate the art of fine baking. But she says it's okay if they don't.
Because we're teaching them what it is to be a good employee in any industry and have some measure of success that they might not have had before if they didn't learn how to show up on time, they didn't learn how to act appropriately. Baking just happens to be the medium for it.
For Christina Quinn,
Ellen,
baking has been a favorite hobby.
So now, do we put another row?
Let's not put another row.
All right.
I don't know how those are going to spread, so let's just do another sheet.
All right.
But professionally, she says she has other plans.
I want to go into cosmetology, but I could use the people skills I get from working here and the hard work ethic of being on your feet for this long in the day, because in cosmetology, you're on your feet a lot, too, when you're doing hair. So
the apprenticeship is helping Christina learn more abstract skills, too. She's saving up to move out of her family's house and attend school. So the Moxie crew offered to give mini lessons in financial planning.
And they said, okay, we're going to have little times after your work shift, and we're going to help you and teach you, you know, what you need to learn.
And that's what Ellen Ross hopes to do with all her apprentices, tailor each experience to fit each young person's goals. Ross says her goal is to bring on 12 apprentices a year at Moxie, provided, of course, they have enough Moxie to endure the long days, master the many skills, and reap the sweet and, yes, yummy rewards.
Here you go. This is our butter cookie with rosemary in it. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for coming.
For VOA News, I'm Rebecca Shear in Frederick, Maryland.